song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be
astronauts. They know the good guys.
They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this little rainy, drizzly Thursday. Doug Duda, Tony Davis along with you as we get ready for a day that's going to cover a wide range of topics. We're going to talk about the Belmont Stakes with our friend Chris Katulak from the TVG Network, Horse Racing Network. We're going to have all that for you coming up at the bottom of the hour. Mandy Mulring from Kearney Parks and Rec is going to join us in studio to talk about the upcoming Nebraska Senior Games. Here's an event that I think continues to do well, but could stand a little growth. I'm amazed all the time when I run across some of the athletes that compete in the Nebraska Senior Games. Seems like they travel long distances to come to Kearney, yet the folks right here in the backyard don't take advantage of this great opportunity. And we're going to talk about that, how to get registered. It's a little earlier this year, so maybe that'll help. Maybe you have some things going on. You know, well, Senior Games is the same weekend every weekend. Well, that's when I, you know, go to North Carolina and golf, or that's when I have my family reunion or something like that, or that's when I have something else going on. Well, maybe this will change it up and give you a chance to do that. And, of course, it's Thursday. Joe DeMeo will join us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com at the end of the program, talk about your baseball team. And since there's been such a lot of changes here with the Yankees winning and a variety of teams in the dump, and the Dodgers continue to do well, you know, who's hot? Who maybe should you go to look and pick up? Some injuries, the Braves doing what they did with some major moves yesterday. I just find it, again, astounding that you release a 300-game winner at one of the faces of your franchise. That's just such a slap in the face. I don't understand what they're doing in Atlanta, especially when it looked like he was ready to come back. Tom Glavine will be playing before the end of the year and will be helping someone. And I guess maybe that's the good thing for Tom Glavine. It doesn't look like the Braves are going anywhere, although they're still in the mix. It's way too early to say that they are out of the mix, but I guess, I mean, they go out and they get an all-star position player from Pittsburgh, and yet you give up what I still think is probably a good enough guy to start in your rotation. So we'll see what happens with the Braves. So that's just a few of the things we'll be talking about, a couple of topics to throw out. The NBA Finals begin tonight, Game 4 of the Stanley Cup. Anything that you would like to touch on, discuss, give us a buzz. 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And, of course, the Dent Popper inbox is always open for your emails, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
Douglas, I think you alluded to it. When you think of Atlanta Braves baseball, it's Smoltz, Maddox, Glavine. Those are the three guys that still come to mind. Now, the younger generation may say Chipper Jones. A little bit older, you may say Dale Murphy, before those three guys. Those three guys will always be connected in Braves folklore. When you say Atlanta Braves, to throw one of those guys out, to release one of those guys, he was due $1 million. I can't believe if they'd have went to Tom Glavine and said, Tom, we got to make sure you're healthy before we pay you this $1 million. That Tom Glavine undoubtedly can't spend the money that he's got in his bank account. To be a part of the Braves for the rest of his career would have just said, guys, just wait on the million. I don't know Tom Glavine. I just think you've got one of the most respected pitchers in baseball. Been there for so long. Been there, done that. To release him, and basically, unexpectedly, especially if they would have done this at the start of the year when he was banged up and didn't know how he was going to come back, maybe that's one thing. But to wait until he comes back, to wait until he's ready to take the mound and to toe the rubber again and throw him out the door, that is wrong. And say what you want, the Braves organization has been one of those organizations that everybody holds in such high esteem. I can't believe they did this.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's not the same old team, but baseball definitely right now not going in the direction of, as we touched on earlier in the week, Central Nebraska fans. And Kansas City is just absolutely stinking. They couldn't get anybody on base until the sixth inning last night. Lose 9-0, a two-hitter to Tampa Bay. And they will play again this afternoon. We'll have it here for you on ESPN, see if they can get things turned around, and then that'll be followed by Game 1 of the NBA Finals, Lakers and Magic. Let's start there. We're not going to discuss what's wrong with the Royals because, obviously, it's about everything right now.
Well, it's getting to the point where I'm going to have to start betting the other team, and that'll fix the problem.
Well, there you go. I wish you'd hurry up and do that. Randy Johnson didn't get a chance to throw for 300 yesterday because of the rainout. He will get a chance to go this afternoon, weather permitting. Let's get right to a couple predictions. Let's go to the NBA. That seems to be the focus much of the morning. Your thoughts, Lakers, Magic, and your prediction.
Okay, well, I think Orlando is a much more physical team. And I heard this morning. How did the Lakers do a year ago versus a much more physical team? They got crushed. I don't know if the talent's there.
Boston?
Boston.
Who do you think is more physical, this year's Orlando or last year's Boston?
Well, I think the talent level on Boston was probably greater last year because of the superstars they have. But the physicality, I think, is very, very close and similar. I think if Orlando, and it's a big if they could go in there and steal one game, I think it's over in Orlando. But if the Lakers win the first two, then I think it's over L.A. That's my prediction.
That's not a prediction. What's your prediction?
Lakers in six.
I like that prediction. I think this could come down to coaching. I think this could come down to the Zen master, Phil Jackson, against Stan Van Gundy. Again, this could be a series where every game is close and it could be a sweep. That's the kind of series I think this will be. Folks, don't just because Orlando beat Cleveland, don't overlook the fact that the Lakers beat Denver, who everybody thought was going to beat the Lakers. I mean, Denver, you know, everybody, Denver's going to win it all. And this was back from the first round when they looked so impressive against New Orleans. And they did look impressive. So it's not like the Lakers cakewalked into the finals. I just, again, have to go to the fact that the Lakers have been there and Orlando has not. And I think it is so tough. And that was the same thing I said with Denver. I said it's tough to go all the way in one year from nowhere to the champions. And don't give me the Celtics last year because that was a totally different ball club. They brought in all those superstars and they won the title. I mean, it was just like making a brand new club. It was like bringing in the all-star team. So, yes, Boston went from nothing, but that wasn't like Boston, even the franchise and the people that ran the organization, it wasn't like none of them had ever been a part of it before. And that's kind of what you're seeing with Denver and now with Orlando, even though they were in the finals 14 years ago with the Diesel and Penny Hardaway and all those guys.
I really did not remember. They said the second time of the finals, and I was like, wow. Then went back and I harkened back, and I thought, well, it had to be with Shaq.
Well, could you even remember that Cleveland was in the finals 2 years ago with LeBron? I mean, really? And got swept out?
Excellent point.
You know, what team has won the NBA title two of the last 5 years?
The Spurs? No. Lakers?
I think it was Detroit.
Effort that, would you, Merritt?
I think I saw that this morning or last night.
Really?
I think it was Detroit. I think they won it 5 years ago and 3 years ago. Spurs won it once in there. Celtics won it once in there. Yeah, Big Ben and Fro Boys and all the, you know, Mask and Hamilton. Yeah. And I think that's the case. Look at the NBA champions for the last, you know, 5 years.
It just
shows you how big it is today and how really meaningless it is next year. Not necessarily tomorrow, but next year. You're taking the Lakers in six.
Well, I think, you know, that been there. Kobe's been there. Dwight Howard, you know, match the two superstars up against one another. Kobe's been there, done that. Dwight Howard never has.
Well, I think Orlando is going to win a game or two in this series. But getting back to L.A. for game six and seven, if necessary, I think, and Phil Jackson coaching, and the best player, Kobe, playing, although I love Dwight Howard, I agree. I think the Lakers win. I like the Lakers in six as well. I mean, give Orlando two wins. I think that's a plenty. That's a plenty. Imagine if this series is 2-2 at any point. Oh, geez, wow. I mean, the excitement will be there. Will Kobe choke? Will Kobe not get a ring with that? Can Kobe not get a ring? I don't care. Orlando will probably get one of the first two. I don't think that matters. I mean, the Lakers are going to win a game in Orlando. I have no doubt about that at all. Especially if it's 1-1, they'll go take game three.
Mayor, what'd you find?
The Pistons won in 2004, and then I believe they went up against the San Antonio Spurs next year, the year after that, but they didn't win.
I'll have to look. I'll have to look a little more. I was, boy, man. That would be horrid if I was wrong on June 4th. that would put my streak at risk here, wouldn't it? That would put my streak at risk. Manny Mulring from Carney Parks and Rec, Chris Kutulak from the TVG Network to discuss the Belmont Stakes, and Joe DeMeo from Fantasy Players Edge, all coming up. Something, I guess, because I'd been on vacation and baseball just started a week ago, so I did not realize this. I knew that Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and a lot of the bigger cities, you know, Lincoln and Omaha, have every high school basically translates into a Legion baseball team in the summer, where that's not the case with a Norfolk, Fremont, North Platte, you know, Scotts Bluff. But Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island for years had two baseball organizations. You can call them the A team and the B team, whatever you want to call it. But you had two sets of seniors and two sets of juniors, American Legion baseball team. Well, Hastings hasn't had a second senior team recently. Grand Island.
Yes.
Does not have a second team. And I just
this was a topic while you were gone.
I just spoke with Tino Martinez. He had called me to talk about an all-star game that's coming up. I just talked to him before the show. He says, right now, the interest isn't there. And if I hadn't been just rushing to get to the show on time, I would have pulled over and beat my head against the steering wheel. Grand Island, who won the state baseball championship in high school a season ago.
High school baseball. Correct.
And has been there in Legion baseball year after year after year. It's been home federal and chief ever since I've been playing, I believe. I mean, they've had those teams, and those have been the sponsors forever. How is that possible? I think this has more to do with where the world is going with these high school athletes than it does whether there's interest in baseball. Tony, is it because of camps? Is it because they want to play video games? Is it because you can't give me the work excuse, because I think kids worked harder, you know, there's just more working summer jobs back in the day than there is today. And I'm not saying that's because kids are lazy or anything. I think they still work, but you don't hear as much about it. Why? How? In a town of nearly 40,000, you can find one team of baseball?
16 kids.
Grand Island.
Doug, this was...
I don't even want to start running off the names of very successful players because the list is long.
This is last Wednesday and Thursdays. We hammered this home. We don't understand it. We don't have an answer for it. I don't understand. They concentrate on one sport now relatively, well, damn near apparently all the time. They're going to football camps. If you're a football player, you're going to basketball camps. If you're a basketball player... Which, as bad as basketball has been, maybe they need to go to more all the camps they can get in the summer. I don't know.
By the way, getting back to NBA, it was the Spurs that had won two of the last five. They beat Detroit. So the Spurs had won twice. Detroit, Miami, and Boston had all won in the last 5 years. And it's astounding as you look at this. Do you know that only four teams, well, heck, you can make it five, only five teams won an NBA title from 1987 to 2005. Only five organizations in 18 years.
And the Celtics were not one of them.
No. The Celtics actually bookended a couple of those. But starting after the Celtics won in 86, Lakers, Pistons. It was Lakers 2 years, Pistons 2 years, Bulls 3 years, Rockets 2 years, Bulls 3 years. Then the Spurs, Lakers 3 years, Spurs, Detroit, San Antonio. So San Antonio, Detroit, the Lakers, the Bulls, and Houston. The only five teams. At least we have more parity in baseball and football, I guess. That's amazing. That's absolutely astonishing. You never really hear him talk about, you know, the cellar dwellers, the bottom feeders in the NBA. I mean, you had teams like the Sacramento Kings and Denver this year, and you've had some teams make runs, Cleveland, but they've never won it. They've never won it. You never hear NBA fans or the commissioner belly aching that, well, except for the Knicks, you never hear them belly aching that, oh, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Minnesota Timberwolves, they just have no chance.
I think the level of basketball has gotten so much better. Think about the Houston Rockets this year and how relatively close they were. And didn't have Yao. They didn't have McGrady. Those two absolute superstars in the league. I mean, top to bottom, I think the league has really improved dramatically the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, we're going to take a break. NBA Finals start tonight. Tony and I both like the Lakers in six. And you'll be able to hear it right here on ESPN at 7:15. We'll come back and jump into our whole hour full of guests right after this.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Danny Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
If your partials or bridges are painful, worse yet, you're ashamed to smile, then we need to talk. I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with MetalArc Dental Associates. Implant dentistry can change years of painful eating experiences as well as embarrassment. Proven procedures performed with the newest sedation dentistry allow the entire experience to be comfortable and relaxing. Sedation dentistry is good news. We can accomplish more in a single visit, reducing the number of appointments needed to restore your smile. Visit us at MetalArc Dental Associates and confidently bite into your favorite foods.
To find out more about Dr. Michael Bryson's implant and sedation dentistry, log on to MeadowlarkDental.com, MeadowlarkDental.com, or call for an appointment at 308-234-3668, 308-234-3668. Do it today for a pain-free, brighter smile tomorrow.
Got a big lawn? Big lawns need a big mower. Take a look at the Toro LX425 LT lawn tractor at Ace Hardware. It's got a big 20 horsepower engine with automatic transmission, so there's no clumsy gear shifting. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, my name's Eric. I've been a Storm fan since day one. Being a season ticket holder is a good experience. I've been to enough games that I finally decided, you know what, I just need to buy season tickets. And that way I always had a seat, plus there's always some great benefits that come with being a season ticket holder. Living here in Nebraska, you know, you got to be a big Husker fan, but, you know, there's something to be said about being a big hockey fan.
Season tickets as low as $10 per game. Order by June 15th. Visit stormhockey.com. Presented by Viero.
Home, a place where you can truly be yourself, feel comfortable, and share with loved ones. Isn't it time you come home? Home Real Estate is here to help you find your dream home.
This is Darla Bruna of Home Real Estate in Hastings. Check out all of our new listings at homehastings.com. And if you are a first-time home buyer, don't miss out on the $8,000 tax credit available now.
Call 402-461-6930 or see us online, homehastings.com. Relax, you're at home.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
For the second time in franchise history, Orlando's the champions of the East.
Dwight Howard and the Orlando Magic. Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers.
The Lakers advance for the second year in a row to the NBA Finals.
It's game one of the 2009 NBA Finals.
Catch all the action Thursday starting at 7:15 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see more showers across the area early on yet today. Then some partial sun develops later in the day with a high in the mid-70s with variable winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, isolated showers and storms are possible with a low to 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Doug and Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to be back with you on this Thursday edition. Coming up in just a moment, Mandy Mulring is going to join us from the Kearney Parks and Rec to talk about Nebraska senior games. Then we'll get our Belmont selections from Chris Katulak going on with the Belmont Stakes, and he's with the TVG Network, of course. And then we'll have to ask him what happened to his Derby predictions, because I went back and listened to that a little bit. Wasn't very close. Wasn't real close. You know, one thing I think is interesting, you look at all those horses that were favorites going into the Derby, what happened in a month? They're not even around. They're not even racing on Saturday.
They're resting. I don't know if they're hurt or what happened, but, yeah, not only did they not do relatively well, they were the back of the pack.
Yeah, Dunkirk's the only horse that was one of the favorites that's racing this time around, this weekend, Saturday. And then, of course, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Tony Niles-Paul had a court date yesterday. I'd already forgot that he had gotten in trouble. Did you remember that he got in trouble?
Yeah, I remember. That's why he had to sit out the spring game.
Yeah, set out the spring game for reckless driving, minor consumption. How much is a minor amount of consumption?
I don't know. I minor consumed last night.
And driving under the influence. So that happened back on April 12th. He, of course, pleaded not guilty yesterday, and he is back in court on July the 6th. That's the latest on Niles-Paul. And one other local sports note, former Grand Island Islander and UNK All-American volleyball player Aaron Bros has been named the next head volleyball coach at Millard West High School.
Oh.
So a little Class A giddy-up. Maybe we can make sure they play Grand Island. See for former coach Bill Root. Of course, at least it's a step up because she'd been a grad assistant at UNO the past 2 years. So
way step up.
Tired of hanging out with the losers, right?
That's right. You know, what a great opportunity, Millard West. I mean, certainly way better than Lincoln High.
It's not bad for a punk kid.
No. Get out there and do something. Got talent around you.
Speaking of punk kids, Mandy Mulring.
Where's her husband?
I see. At least you're playing along there. That's a good idea. Nebraska senior games hosted in Kearney. It's going to be going on July 9th through the 12th. They always do such a great job here, and it's time to preview that. And Mandy, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks for having me again.
We are doing things a little earlier this year.
Yes, a whole month earlier. Normally, as most people know that have played the games or been involved, it's usually in August. But this year, with the National Senior Games in Palo Alto, California, they put theirs over our usual dates. So we had several athletes last year make sure they told us that the dates were conflicting, so we decided we'd move ours to July so that people could possibly participate in both if they wanted to. So
Mandy, a little bit different. This is a non-qualifying year, which explain that a little bit for people that are new to the senior games.
Okay. Well, basically what it is, on odd-numbered years, those are years for the National Senior Games. So any of the state games, it's non-qualifying, so they aren't trying to qualify for nationals.
All right, if you graduated from UNO, that's 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. It's odd numbered.
Ouch. No love for UNO. But then on the even-numbered years, they obviously don't have nationals, so at all the state games, athletes are trying to qualify for the next year's nationals. So last year, all of our Nebraska athletes, and I believe we have, I just got a list from nationals, I think we have about 75 athletes from Nebraska competing in Palo Alto. So it's not a bad turnout.
Or they're registered and they're going.
Yeah, they're going.
So we'll
right
see
now,
if they show up at the event.
Yeah, that beach is pretty drawing.
Absolute opportunity to extend, and as we've said, you've had a core number here in Nebraska for quite a while, and I don't think we've seen a whole lot of fluctuation. Maybe a little small growth, and you've added maybe an event or two every single year, it seems like, lately. Mm-hmm. Is it true, because we talked about this at the start of the show, is it true that it seems like most of the competitors come into Kearney, and yet we could still use a bigger base of actual Kearney, you know, Minden, Hastings, Pleasanton, you know, anything within about 40 miles here, we could sure increase the base of those participants.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is truly an event for anybody if they just like to do sports. Not necessarily, they don't have to be competitive. I mean, there's lots of leisure sports we have, and so I think getting the word out, just people talking to people, you know, word of mouth type of things is what we need to do more. to get those people. Because, I mean, what, a 5-minute drive from your house in Kearney, 20-minute drive from Minden, you have a good time, you meet new people. In Lincoln and Omaha, it seems like there's, I don't know, I don't want to say more of a sports culture, but the words kind of got around there. But the people that come from Lincoln and Omaha are a little more, you know, they want to compete, they are working on times, distances, whatever it may be. But, I mean, you guys, you know my dad. And, I mean, I'm not going to talk bad about him, but he's not, you know, he's not the super athlete. And he all he started doing a couple years ago was bowling because that's what he liked to do. But now him and my mother have extended on to playing badminton and table tennis and lots of stuff. And, I mean, they just do it for fun. And they've met lots of interesting people from many states. So.
No, we're only a month and a week, literally away from this. Mm-hmm. Still have plenty of time to register, though.
Absolutely.
What are their deadlines for that?
Yep, the early deadline's actually coming up pretty soon to have you save a little bit of money. If you register by June 12th, you're going to pay $20 plus $2 for every additional event. But the final deadline is June 24th, and you'll pay $25. And with that entry fee, you receive an official Nebraska Senior Games T-shirt. A goodie bag from all our sponsors, and then lots of other information, of course, lots of support from our staff. So $20 early deadline, $25 late deadline. So there is plenty of time to get your registrations in still.
Since this is a non-qualifying year, are the numbers down then, Mandy, from what you would see on a qualifying year?
You know, generally they are because we won't get as many people from out of state on non-qualifying years.
Yeah, that's really one thing that surprised me. How far have people come to Kearney on a qualifying year?
Well, I'll give an example of a couple that comes from New Jersey. They live in upper Saddle River, New Jersey, but they come every year. And they literally come because I asked them one time, I said, do you have family here or something? And they said, no, we just came through about 7 years ago and saw it somewhere and decided, oh, we'll be in Nebraska at that time. So they did the games, and they've been driving back just for our games ever since then. But you know, they're kind of a rare example. But on non-qualifying years, because we're a smaller state and we don't have as many competitors, people from out of state that maybe they couldn't qualify in their state will come to ours, which we'll welcome them in with open arms. They'll come and they'll try to qualify in Nebraska. So
they kind of have your social calendar, Tony.
That's good.
They just show up. You never know where you're going to show up.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, come on down.
You can find all the information that you need, by the way, on the web at NebraskaSeniorGames.com. All the information that you need is right there at NebraskaSeniorGames.com. We haven't really touched on the events because, as you said, there's the real competitive, which I see in track and, mm-hmm. and maybe tennis and a few of those things. And,
yep.
And then you see a lot more social events. Like you said, there's bowling, there's badminton, there's biking, uh-huh. there's running and jogging and walks and all that.
Yep.
There's a wide variety of different sporting events. And
yeah.
You always say that track is one of the more popular events for folks to sign up to. Are you seeing some growth in other areas as well?
Yeah, bowling is always big too because, I mean, senior bowling leagues are pretty big. So I would say our largest events are track and field and bowling. Tennis has gone up considerably. We've gotten more Kearney tennis people, which I'm happy to see because tennis is actually a big sport in Kearney. So a little bit of growth there. I was telling you guys earlier, we added cup stacking. And I actually have had a few people sign up for it. And if you're out there and you don't know what it is, you're basically using both your hands, right and left side of your brain, to stack cups and take them down. So it's a pretty cool event, and it's growing in popularity nationally for all ages. So we thought we'd throw it in and see what happened.
That's something I guess I see kids doing it. It's one of those things that I see a lot. They show, I guess, inner city kids, you know, that is one of the things that they really – it's amazing what they mm-hmm. can do and how quick they are. I guess
yeah.
I've never seen. Can your mom cup stat?
I don't know. Maybe get her involved.
I
yeah.
think so. What do you think? Should we call up Nay and see no. what's going on?
No.
What event would she be best at?
Cup stacking.
She picking up after you, taking care of things. Mandy Mulring joins us here from Kearney Parks and Rec. The Nebraska Senior Games are coming up again. having her on a little earlier because July 9th through the 12th. So, again, 4th of July is going to come, folks, and then it's going to be senior games. And so it seems like it's a long way away. It's not a long way away. And I guess a new feature is
you got to be 50, Doug. My mom wouldn't qualify.
You know,
she turned 50 by the end of the year.
No. She'll still be 46.
Okay.
Probably won't be 50 for a long time. Yeah.
Not even close.
Good job. It took you way too long to come up with that, though. So only like a B-minus. Only like a B-minus going on that. All the events now in Kearney again this year, because I remember last year, because of the track being worked on, you had to move some around, but everything's in town.
Yep. We moved it all back to Kearney. Minden was great to us. We appreciate their help out there at the track. But we are bringing it back to Kearney, and so everything's within, you know, the city limits of Kearney. So.
Horseshoes. Yeah. Get signed up for horseshoes. Because they've got a lot of room out there at the fairgrounds now.
Maybe they'll expand
the horse. They can expand the horseshoe pit a little bit.
And that'd be cheaper than some of the other ideas they've got going on.
Well, okay, we're getting off topic here. 20th annual Nebraska Senior Games. If they need more information, Mandy, and aren't computer savvy or maybe don't even have a computer at home, what do they need to do?
Well, they can call me at the City of Kearney Parks and Recreation Department. Our main number is 237-4644, and just ask for Mandy.
Or Gary's daughter.
Yes, they'll know who you're talking about. And they can either answer your questions or they'll direct you to me, and we can get you set up with whatever you need.
Now, we've got you in here for Kearney Parks and Rec. This is also a busy time for Kearney Parks and Rec with everything that's going on. The facilities that have been built up here the last few years, it seems like your organization, I guess, for lack of a better term, is really, it's growing as well.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of that's just based on the demand of the city. People are needing more recreational things that they can do outside that maybe aren't going to cost them a lot of money. I mean, everyone's kind of feeling that. So I think that they're demanding more. They want more leagues. They want more leisure activities to take stresses off other things. So, yeah, that's meant that we've built up more activities. We've got more kids' day camps going on so that parents can take their kids there, save a little money on daycare. I mean, all sorts of stuff.
Well, Tom McCann will probably be entered in another 500 events this weekend.
Yeah,
he had a down year last year, so you better step it up, Tom. And again, you beat Tom McCann, you get a Doug and Daddy t-shirt. Mandy, anything else we need to tell you about, or tell the folks about?
You know, that's pretty much it. And, yep, early deadline, June 12th, final deadline, June 24th.
And, again, more information, contact them at Kearney Parks and Rec or NebraskaSeniorGames.com on the web. And we'll keep the information. If you have any questions, check it out. And I think we're going to be putting more information and at least a link up on our website as well, as we're one of the sponsors for the Nebraska Senior Games. Mandy, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll switch it over to horse racing, which they don't do in the Nebraska Senior Games, although maybe Calvin Burrell is eligible. I don't know. We'll find out after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. It's great. I can print real U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. It's like having a post office right in my home or office. Try Stamps.com today, right now. Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners in the herd. It's a no-risk trial. Plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Here's what I love about Stamps.com. You don't have to go to the post office. Long waits, tedious. No need to lease or buy an expensive postage meter. What a waste. Go to Stamps.com today. It'll save you time. It'll save you money. I can print real U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. It's like having a post office right in my home or office. And with my special offer, you have nothing to lose. For a no-risk trial and a $100 bonus offer, go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Then type in my name, Colin. That's Stamps.com. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see more showers across the area early on yet today. Then some partial sun develops later in the day with a high in the mid-70s with variable winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, isolated showers and storms are possible with a low at 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know what, Tony? I have to wonder about the credibility of our next guest.
You do?
I do. This is like the 756th consecutive Kentucky Derby that I went dead broke listening to Chris Katulak. Chris, can you apologize right now?
Beep, 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 busy. Sorry, you've been disconnected. What a way to treat your guest.
We love you, Chris. By the way, we treat you better than all other Fauner Park X announcers, so I just want you to know that.
Okay, all right. Well, you guys called me. I didn't call you.
We love Chris Katulak joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show from the TVG Network. We touched on this at the top of the show. I want to jump right in with both feet. What happened? I mean, I'm looking at the field, and outside of Dunkirk, all these great horses and the favorites in the Kentucky Derby, we're not even, I mean, it's only been 5 weeks, and we're not hearing anything. It's like dead silence out there. What happened to the favorites in the Derby, and why is Dunkirk really the only, I mean, you got Chocolate Candy, which was kind of, we got some 10 to 12 to ones from the Derby that are in, but Dunkirk really the only one of the top favorites that's going to be entered in this race. What happened in the last 5 weeks?
Yeah, I guess you might say attrition or something. The long road for some, others it has not been a long road towards the Kentucky Derby and or the Triple Crown. And I guess, you know, they've just fallen to the wayside, which we see more and more often that is the case with these horses, that they just can't handle the rigors of going up to the Triple Crown and then completing it. Obviously, that's not the case for all horses because we've got Mind That Bird. He's running with both legs of the Triple Crown thus far. And looks to be the one that can win the Belmont coming up here on Saturday. So it's, you know, it's their DNA makeup. It's also the training and the trainers and what they do and get the horses on the way to the starting gate. It's not desirable. Obviously, it would be great to see a handful of horses or several horses that have run in both the Preakness and the first leg, the Kentucky Derby, but that's not the case this year. It doesn't happen all the time, but, we're a little short on the Triple Crown runners with exception of Mind That Bird.
Well, Chris, Mind That Bird, I think a lot of people after the Derby said, whatever, rolled their eyes. Yeah, he legitimized himself in the Preakness, and now Calvin Burrell is guaranteed a victory on Saturday.
Yeah, well, you know, I've known Calvin for many, many years. When I was calling races at Louisiana Downs, he was down there riding, and he's a kind of guy that just wears his emotions on his sleeves. He's a salt-to-the-earth sort of a guy, just hardworking and completely dedicated to horse racing, and I'm sure he's just boiling over with enthusiasm. He remembers the thrill he got with the Kentucky Derby and the trip that he had. And, you know, he had the work that this horse had, the final preparation a couple days ago at Churchill Downs. The time was slow, but I'm glad I saw it because we showed it on our network, TVG, and I saw it just yesterday, and he exploded from about the final furlong or so when Calvin let him run. He just opened up his strides and just gobbled up the ground, and I know that's why Calvin was so, you know, excited about the effort. He said, one of the quotes in the Daily Racing Form is that Calvin said one of the things he likes about the horse is that he's just so happy. He says he just comes bouncing off the racetrack like a consummate pro. And he's a horse that has not shown the rigors of the Triple Crown itself.
Chris Katulak from TVG Network is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show talking about the Triple Crown and the Belmont. There will be, of course, nobody going for the Triple Crown, although had mine that bird caught Rachel Alexandra, that would have been something. I want your thoughts, Chris, on the decision not to run the lady this time around.
Well, if I had a vote, that would have been my vote, was just to give her a break. Look, she beat the boys. What more does she have to prove? And she almost didn't beat the boys because Mind That Bird was coming after her. My thought was, look, give her some time off. Find some easy Oaks races. Oaks are races dedicated strictly to three-year-old fillies. Beat up on the competition. Get her over a synthetic track or two, because the ultimate goal for her, my guess would be, to run in the Breeders' Cup Distaff out here at Oak Tree. It'll be at Santa Anita. During the Oak Tree meet, and she's going to have to face Zenyatta, who is an older female horse. She's a five-year-old mare, who I feel is probably the best horse in training in the United States as far as over the main track. I think she could beat male competition right now, could Zenyatta. So I think they've done the right thing. Jess Jackson, of course, is the owner of Curlin, and he did the right thing as well, giving Curlin some time off where he needed it. So I didn't have any reservations that Mr. Jackson would do the right thing by Rachel Alexander. I have to share a quick story. Last weekend I was in LAX airport getting ready to fly to Oklahoma City for a big $1 million quarter horse race they had at Remington Park called the Heritage Place Futurity. Three guys were sitting next to me reading the USA Today, and I could tell they were sports enthusiasts, but not specifically racing enthusiasts. And this is before Calvin had made his decision as to, you know, the decision, I should say, was made regarding Calvin Burrell and who he might ride in the race. And so these guys are talking about what they saw in the story, and, wow, you know, Calvin could win the Triple Crown on different horses, and, you know, who do you think he'll choose? And, boy, that's nice, the trainer's giving an option to ride and whatever. So I hear this discussion going on. I whip out my cell phone. I call Calvin's agent, Jerry Hissom, and without even telling these guys, I start talking about him. I say, Jerry, I'm sitting next to three guys here in the airport. They're reading the USA Today, and they want to know who Calvin's going to ride. And these guys, three of them, you know, their ears pick up, and they look at me like, who is this guy? And so Jerry tells me, he says, you tell those guys, no comment. So, of course, now the story has played out. But what's cool is that racing has made the front pages, and it's on everyone's lips, this Calvin Burrell and this chance for him to win the Triple Crown. And, of course, that super long shot in Mind That Bird, a terrific Cinderella story.
Well, he's already guaranteed the victory, has Calvin, although there's one horse in there that looks intriguing to me, well-rested, charitable man. He is a son of Lemon Drop Kid who wanted the Belmont in 1999. Is this the one challenger that can beat him?
I think it's probably a 2.5 horse race, or maybe a 3-horse race. Yes, Charitable Man, lightly raced. He likes Belmont, and he did win the Peter Pan. That has been a nice little stepping stone for folks that maybe skip the Derby or the Preakness. They run in the Peter Pan at Belmont and then step forward to the actual Belmont Stakes at Belmont. But you also mentioned Dunkirk earlier on. He's got the pedigree. He's been rested up. And while I didn't like Dunkirk coming into the Kentucky Derby, I do like his chances now. He has a remarkable pedigree. Help him get that mile and a half distance. These horses never ran a mile and a quarter, let alone a mile and a half, so they will be tired. There's a lot of discussion about the pace of the race and that Mind That Bird, because he comes from off the pace, he needs horses to run fast out in front of him to set it up. It looks like there's not a whole bunch of front runners. That doesn't bother me. I think Mind That Bird can win it however the pace of the race sets up. I really, really do.
Well, let's get your prediction, Chris. Give us your try for a Saturday afternoon.
Okay, how about that? So we'll go with Mind That Bird over Dunkirk, and if you wanted to put Charitable Man in that second position. And what about Lucas? I don't think Lucas can win the Belmont this year, but he actually, as he's kind of become known now in recent years, running horses over their head. Look, Flying Private was flying right along with Mind That Bird. He took a different path and had to hold up a little bit, as Mind That Bird did. And Lucas actually has a 20% win rate overall with his Belmont horses. So that would be a horse who I would consider. He's the son of Fusaichi Pegasus, his Flying Pirate. And Private, of course, he won the Kentucky Derby, I think it was back in 2000. So there's plenty of attractive pedigrees in the race.
Chris, real quickly, after this race, what would be next for Mind That Bird? Is there a logical path, or is it just wait and see?
Oh, well, I would hope a rest. You know, what more does he need to do? Yes, I would guess they would give him some downtime, guys. and then maybe start thinking of some races later on in the year. You know, you might, if you wanted to keep them in the three-year-old competition, and why not? My guess is probably the Travers, which is at Saratoga, and that's not until mid to late August. Maybe the Haskell Stakes, which is run down the coast in New Jersey. And those would be stepping stones. Heck, maybe the Super Derby, which is in Louisiana. And, you know, then they would be pointing him for that Breeders' Cup confrontation up against older horses. And, you know, it'll be fun to see if it goes that far.
Well, Chris, so we always appreciate your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we will call you back next week with high praise on your correct predictions.
Yeah, let's hope that happens. I want to give a shout-out to one of your avid listeners, and that's a past president of Fauner Park, Stephen R. Belzer. I know listens to your show quite a bit, and usually whenever I hang out with the phone, I get an email from him wanting my specific selection. So there, I've sort of given him out right now, Steve, so I'll save the email. Guys, thanks. You may call anytime. At your own risk.
Chris, thanks so much. We always appreciate the time and enjoy the weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Daddy, your predictions? I'll give mine. I'm still hanging on Summerbird. I think Summerbird is a good one. I think it had a chance in the Derby, and I'm not privy right now to the Daily Racing Form past performances for the Belmont yet. And I like Summerbird. I like Mind That Bird as my exacta. It's a bird. It's one to fly away. And then I like... If you're trying to put a try together, Chocolate Candy and Flying Private, so the 4-7 over the 1-8.
You know what? Mind That Bird is my pick to win the thing. I think he guaranteed it. He knows the animal better than anybody does. I'm going with Calvin Burrell. Why would you doubt his ability at this point? I would take Mind That Bird over Charitable Man. Along with you know what? If he said Flying Private was a son to Fusage Pegasus. It's kind of like that combination. You got Lemon Drop Kid, won it, Pegasus. I like those horses with those pedigrees. I'll take those three horses.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We've got double breaking news, actually. The game time for Nebraska-Virginia Tech has been set. And as the guys on NASCAR say, yippee! It's going to be at 2:30 in the afternoon from Blacksburg. So a 2:30 kickoff, Nebraska, Virginia Tech, that's Central Time. 2:30 regionally on ABC, and then they say it will also be available on ESPN2, which is very strange, but yet most of the country should be able to get that. So it's the third Husker game along with Missouri and Colorado that is guaranteed for television. Nebraska at Virginia Tech, Saturday, September 19th, 2:30 Central Time. And the UNK football team, ranked in the nation's top 20 by both Lindy's and the Sporting News College Preview magazines. In Lindy's, UNK is ranked 18th. Senior center Jack Hyatt and junior receiver Kyle Kaiser are preseason All-Americans. In the Sporting News, the Lopers are ranked 20th. Safety Jake Mandelko, a preseason All-American. The Lopers start with Wayne State this year, August 29th on the road, and then UNO. We need to take a break, and then we're going to talk a little baseball with Joe DeMeo, the sporting of FantasyPlayersEdge.com, right after this.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
When your engine's running clean, you feel it. So have you ever asked yourself how well your oil cleans? Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil has active cleansing agents that clean out up to 46% of sludge in your first oil change and continue to clean in your next change. And when your engine's running clean, that's a great feeling. Pennzoil Platinum, our ultimate clean for your ultimate feeling. Not just oil, Pennzoil. Results based on severe sludge cleanup test using SAE 5W30.
Rain. What harm could a little water do to your deck? An inch of rainfall over 1 acre equals 27,000 gallons. That's roughly 1.5 gallons per square foot. Count the square feet of your deck. Now multiply by the inches of rain that fall on that wood annually. You don't need to do the math to know all that water adds up. Made with the finest oils and pigments, Cabot Stains have been protecting wood against rain for over 130 years. Cabot. Our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com for the retailer nearest you.
Spending too much time mowing the lawn?
take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z 4200 zero-turn mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see more showers across the area early on yet today. Then some partial sun develops later in the day with a high in the mid-70s with variable winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, isolated showers and storms are possible with a low at 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Take me out to the ball game.
Doug and Danny show. We've made our predictions on the NBA Finals. We've made our predictions on the Belmont. And then I look at USA Today, Royals early luster fades. Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, should I be keeping anybody on the Royals roster on my team?
Well, outside of Greinke and Soria, the thrill seems to be gone.
Thrill is gone!
Avilés is still struggling with the forearm. Guillen is a bench player at best from fantasy perspective. Tien is not consistent enough to use on a regular basis. There's just not a lot right now to DeJesus, another guy who can be spot played here or there. But the short answer to the question is no. Greinke and Soria, if Soria is okay, he came in the other night for two batters through 13 pitches, and he was yanked by Hillman. So I'm not even sure that he's okay.
Joe, some awful big names out there have been out of baseball. Josh Hamilton goes on the disabled list. Beltran, one of the league leaders in hitting, is down with a stomach virus, going to be out 3 or 4 games or already missed 3 games. What do you do with absences when your stars go out? Is it just one of the risks of the game, I guess?
You know, it's the way the game is played. The game is played in the context of injuries, and there's not much you can do. I had a subscriber the other day who sent me an email about 3 or 4 weeks ago saying, "Hey, Joe, I own Jose Reyes, Josh Hamilton, and David Wright, and they were all going poorly." And I sent him my response back then was, "Look, I don't know how you did it, but all three of these guys are first-round draft picks. You need to just ride it out." Well, lo and behold, I got another email from him yesterday. Basically saying, "Wow, what terrible advice you gave me!" Because Hamilton and Reyes, have been on interminable, disabled list, and Wright still hasn't come around. And my response to him was the same as it would be to anyone. No one can predict injuries. How bad would it have been if I said, "You need to cut Hamilton, you need to cut Reyes, get rid of David Wright, and have all three of them turn on"? He said, what are you, a maniac? Those are 3 first-round draft picks. You can't be sour grapes and play fantasy baseball. Guys get hurt. Look, on one of my rotisserie teams, I've lost Hamilton and Aramis Ramirez. That's a first and a fourth-round draft pick. Mm. And the team is doing awful. There's nothing you can do when you draft in March to go against your first and your fourth round pick, and Hamilton looks like he can be on a couple of months. As you know, Aramis Ramirez has been gone for a couple of months. There's nothing you can do. You just fill in the holes, and, you know, I got Denard Span filling in for Hamilton. Well, come on. I don't think Denard Span's going to hit 35 home runs, knocking 140, and bat 315. You just simply suck it up.
We go to fantasyplayersedge.com with every Thursday with Joe DeMeo. And if you check out the website, you'll see some of the information as well. And I want to go right towards the top there. When you have guys that go down or you have changes, one of the ways to keep treading water is to find the next big thing. And with Tom Glavine being released by the Atlanta Braves, they've got to bring somebody up. And Tommy Hansen is one of the guys that you talk about. Also, we look at the Marlins, whether Ricky Nolasco will come up. Are these guys that should be available, I assume, to most fantasy players out there?
Yeah, Hansen, you better hurry. You know, most fantasy players have gotten the news by now. I posted that note first thing this morning. I picked up Hansen in my leagues, both leagues. I was surprised he was there when I took him. Ricky Nolasco will spend one more start out in New Orleans, Triple A New Orleans, and my guess is that he'll be back. He's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He should be back for a start on Wednesday or Thursday of next week. If Nolasco is on your waiver wire, pick him up now. Don't pick him up after he throws eight innings of shutout ball in New Orleans on Saturday. That's a little bit too late. Pick him up now, stash him, and know that you're going to get at least one start out of him next week and two starts the following week. And Nolasco is too good to be this dismal for this long. So the way you play this game, Doug Daddy, is exactly what we're talking about. You simply have to be opportunistic. You have to see in players that other people have given up on the opportunity to forge ahead. And a guy like Nolasco or Tommy Hansen, you take advantage of it. You jump on him, you grab him. And, we're about, 54 games, so we're precisely one-third of the way through the season. That's a perfect segue into rejiggering your roster and getting some extra talent to take you for the remaining 108 games of Major League Baseball season.
Joe, we talk about a team every week that's surprising, and we maybe hit on them last week with the Detroit Tigers, but their pitching staff continues to get people out, and Porcello continues to dazzle.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. Galarraga pitched a lot better than the stat line showed the other day, and I covered it in the column. Galarraga is steadily getting better, and he is a terrific addition to that staff. With Verlander at the top, Edwin Jackson second, Porcello has been fantastic, and Galarraga and any fifth, could be Willis, could be Bondman, doesn't matter. The Tigers are going to contend. When you have four deep starting pitching, and if Bondman's your fifth, that's not a bad rotation, or Willis if he can stay organized mentally. If you can field that type of rotation, you're not going to go into any extended slumps, and consequently, for me, it looks like a horse race between the Tigers and the Twins, because the Twins need to get Liriano straightened out. Baker is coming on. And they've gotten good outings from Slowey, Blackburn, and Perkins will be returning shortly. And so when you look at baseball, even fantasy baseball, you've got to pay attention to your staffs. And if you're paying attention to your staffs, there's an excellent chance that you'll be effective both in Major League Baseball and in fantasy baseball each and every year.
Joe, can you contact your contact at the Rays and say, the Royals, can you help them out this afternoon just a little bit?
Well, they got Shields going today, and Niemann really made Kansas City look awful yesterday, and I don't think they're that bad, but Jeff Niemann just put a hurting on him. He threw nine shutout innings, struck out nine, two whip, and now Shields, who we all know is a little better pitcher than Niemann, comes on. So what's got to happen here, gang, is that the Royals have just got to snap out of it. They've got to, they lost a couple. I know they were counting on Mike Avilas to be a real catalyst this year, and he just can't seem to get on the field long enough to be that guy. And it just hasn't worked out. And this is with what I consider, one of the top three pitchers in baseball right now, Zach Greinke.
Well, Joe, hopefully we'll have some excitement here in the next week in Major League Baseball, and we'll see how the teams are doing. We always love chatting with you. We'll talk with you next Thursday. And, of course, folks, fantasyplayersedge.com for all the latest. Joe, have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. I enjoy the dialogue, so I'll talk to you next week. Take good care.
Take care. Joe DiMaio from the fantasyplayersedge.com. Fantasyplayersedge.com. You can get all the information right there on the website. We want to thank Joe for joining us on the program today. Also, Chris Katulak, who likes Mind That Bird from the TVG Network. The race coming up on Saturday afternoon. It's on ABC. And Mandy Mollering from Kearney Parks and Rec to give us a preview of the Nebraska Senior Games. Get signed up today, folks. It's earlier this year. It's a month earlier, July 9th through the 12th. You can find out all the information you need, registration, events. There's something there for everyone age 50 and up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com. NebraskaSeniorGames.com or contact Mandy at Kearney Park and Rec. The Big Thunder Jam's coming up next weekend. Tim Holcomb will be in the studio tomorrow among our guests. I will be out tomorrow. Randy Bushcutter is going to fill in with Daddy as they get ready for the weekend.
Hey, Joe DiMaio, Chris Katulak, what better guests we have for Thursday. We want to thank them. We'll see you tomorrow. 23 hours from now, Doug and Daddy Show, Center of Razzles, ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.